So, John, why did you decide to do some 5-minute TV shows?
Well, I actually saw the website for the 5-minute TV show, and I thought it was actually really compelling. I saw a woman talk about her doll collection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought it'd be pretty cool that maybe I could kind of have a song or two and explain a little bit about what I'm trying to do with my music and you know, kind of be a part of that.
Okay, that's good. I also heard that you got a website. Could you briefly describe your website
Sure.
and your new CD, please?
Sure. It's John Schmidt, which is JohnSchmidt music.com.
Okay.
And there's links to some music and to we have a store where you can buy my CD that's coming out, and it's pretty cool. I'm very proud of it. It's something I've been working on for a long time.
Okay, I hope everybody checks it out. Could you please play a song for us?
Yeah, sure. The first song I'm going to play is a song called Musical. It's the title track of my CD called The Musical EP.
Okay.
It's about being in love, and you're like it's a funkier tune, so.
Okay.
Here we go. I don't like to sing about nothing or empty subjects like the weather or the world. You know, I sit here with my tablet open, hoping that some thoughts are flowing. I'm uninspired and it's killing me so. Why don't you inspire me? Do something with your face, a crazy dance or even sing. And I'll take all my observations and turn them into lyrics, and they'll be permanently remembered in a song we write together. You see, our love is musical, the way that we don't miss a beat. Love, and it's musical, it's so bitter and so sweet. And it's classical, the way you make me wanna sing the melodies we create. And constant gray, they make my head want to explode, cause it's in my constant introspection, passing through intersections with certain rhythms seem to fill my drive home. And I wish you could retire me, send me off into those homes where I'm reachable by phone, and I'll take all my medication and learn some meditation on how I can stay in tune with the orchestra you're blasting from your room. Our love is musical, the way that we don't miss a beat. Love, and it's musical, so better and so sweet. And it's classical, the way you make me wanna sing the melodies we create. A beat, and it's musical, so bitter and so sweet. And it's musical, the way that we don't miss a beat. You know, it's musical, so bitter and so sweet. You know, it's musical, the way that we don't miss a beat. Love, and it's musical, and it's so bitter and so sweet. And it's musical, the way that we don't miss a beat, love, and oh, oh, oh.
That was a great song.
Thank you.
Did you take it? Did that take you a long time to write?
That took me about a year because I don't write songs. I know people who are just like, oh, I have to finish the song. I have to finish it because I have so long. I've got this much done, and I need to finish what's left because I need to have it done. And I don't really think like that.
Really?
I don't believe in wasting a note or a chord or a lyric or anything. So I'm willing to table things until kind of life happens to me.
Right.
And then I can experience something and then write about it. Because I just, like the song says, I don't like to sing about nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I feel that if someone does do that, maybe they write about something that really didn't really happen to them. It's right. Kind of hollow.
So at your house, you probably got a lot of melodies that don't have lyrics, and you got a lot of lyrics that are unfinished, right?
Tons, yeah, tons. I have books and books and books and books.
Okay, because that's sort of like me with my poetry. I got a lot of unfinished poems.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so I agree with that. So, Jack, could you please play another song?
Yeah, sure. Let me think what I can play for you. I'll play... This is a song called Annie, as in the girl's name, Annie.
Okay.
It's a bit of a sad song, though. It's about... I think in life we have a hard time dealing with what we want to do and what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how those things are oftentimes at polar opposites. And okay. This song is about a relationship where you need to leave. And you don't want to, but you have to.
Right.
So... Here we go. And I bought a ticket on a one-way train to nowhere. Cause Annie says that she lost her mind, and why don't I care? Some people say when you run, your problems just, they follow you around. Oh, but if that's true, I'll take this problem with me till I'm hanging out 6 feet underground. And Annie, don't forget. And Annie, don't you cry. Life's not over yet, but it's time to say goodbye. And Annie, don't let your problems push you around. Keep your feet on the ground. Where am I going with this? As I sit in your room incessantly, trading glances with you. And if you just knew how much I wanna stay and how much I wish this would all outweigh my need to leave and leave soon. Annie, don't forget. And Annie, don't you cry. Cause my life's not over yet, but it's time to say goodbye. And Annie, don't let your problems, they push you around. And keep your feet on the ground. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not over yet, but it's time to say goodbye. And Annie, don't let those problems, they push you around. When your problems push you around, and I lift you up, I lift you up when they push you around. That it's Annie.
Oh, I wish I could write a poem like that.
Oh, thank you.
It seems like there's so much feeling in this song. It sounds like it's sort of based on one of your experiences, or maybe an experience of, let's say, a brother or sister.
It's all the songs I write are incredibly personal. So I mean, that is something that happened with me, and it's kind of hard to write a song about what some people might say is cowardly, you know, kind of leaving someone. But there is a lot of feeling into that, you know, blood, sweat, and tears of my life, you know, poured into the song. But I think, I mean, the song, you know, in actual, let you in on a little secret, that when it says keep your feet on the ground, I literally mean don't kill yourself.
Don't
take your own life. And that's so hard, and it's something that I just couldn't deal with anymore. I mean, not to sound like a coward, but I mean, it's just a decision I knew I had to just not be a part of that situation anymore. Because I had helped as much as I could.
Yeah, because I think I can relate to it. I think a lot of people can relate to it, because it's so, love can be so very, very good, but so very, very tough sometimes.
It can be volatile.
Yeah.
It can be like an acid or something, just like ready to just take control. Yeah.
Okay, Jad, could you please play another song?
Sure. I'll do one that's not on the CD. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good to me.
Cool. Well, my CD's got like 5 songs on it, so it's not like super long, but okay. I'll do one that I wrote that's not on it. I think I'll do a song called A Day in the Life, it's a simple song. It's kind of masked in nursery rhymes, old nursery rhymes like Jack and Jill and Little Miss Muffet.
It sounds like something the Beatles would do, A Day in the Life.
There is a Beatles song called A Day in the Life, but this is a little bit different. It's about being 20-some years old and feeling you're invincible. And the world kind of hits you in the face like a dump truck hits you, you know, just knocks you back on your back.
Yeah.
So this is A Day in the Life.
Okay, good.
Now Jack and Jill from Mulberry Hill lived near a body of water, and Jack broke down and he said, "Jill, I hate this town," but Jill was holding their daughter. Hey, yeah. Now Little Miss Muffet from sweet Nantucket was looking to find a way to forget the hot cider that she drank deep down inside her, and just let it all go today. And yeah, it's just a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. If you keep on cruising and using and abusing, you'll end up on the ground with your self-control. It's a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. If you keep on cruising and using and abusing, you'll end up on the ground with your self-control. Now Jack and Jill from that same Mulberry Hill, they left town with their beautiful daughter, and they didn't make a sound, 'cause they were sure that they had found the life that they had been after. Oh, and it's just a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. You keep on cruising and using and abusing, you'll end up on the ground with your self-control. It's a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. You keep on cruising and using and abusing, you'll end up on the ground with your self-control. And they were looking to find some answers to the questions that they left behind. And all of them know, it's plain to see, there's a lot much more to life than what they see. Yeah. Oh, no. la, 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 la. We follow up the story. Little Miss Muffet from Sweet Nantucket was up on a building today looking down at me, and she said there was no fire left deep down inside her, so she jumped her blues away. And it's just a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. But keep on cruising and using and abusing, you'll end up on the ground with your self-control. It's a day in the life of an ordinary Joe, another 20-something who just doesn't know. But keep on cruising and using. Oh no, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you follow up your using all those things, you'll find you'll end up on the ground. You fall on the ground, oh, you fall on the ground, fall on the ground, yeah.
So that's that one.
Wow, that reminds me of a Beatles song, though, the Fool on the Hill. Are you deeply influenced by the Beatles?
I am, but I don't. If you ask anybody, they'll say, oh, the Beatles are my influence. You know, I have a couple Beatles albums and stuff, and obviously they're an inspiration, but I don't know. I won't say they're a big influence, though, to be very honest with you, only because I haven't listened to them enough to kind of really take from them. I'm really into, the Dave Matthews Band was the first group I ever, really liked, and like Counting Crows and even the Buffalo's Goo Goo Dolls. Those were like...
But I mean, it's like such a fun song where you say, day in the life of an ordinary...
Right.
What did you say, Smo?
Joe.
Oh, Joe. And then where you talk about, you know, the message that when you're 20, you think you're invincible, and then all these crazy things happen to you. I mean, it's like a fun song where you could just have... roll with it and have fun with it. So you must have had a lot of fun writing and figured out the melody for that, right?
I did, and it's cool because it's simple. But the last verse, I don't know, it's kind of hard to look at unless you have the lyrics like right in front of you.
Right, right.
Little Miss Muffet was up on a building today, and she said there was no fire left deep down inside her, so she jumped her blues away. And I think it's kind of got that dark side to it. Because in the song, the character, can't take it anymore. And I think that my generation, being 20, is very different than maybe like Generation X before that. And,
right, right.
You know, and I think that we're all looking for something, whether it's through technology or through someone else, or, you know, because we're told growing up we could have whatever we want.
Or through religion or something.
Through anything. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. So I definitely think that's a part of that. But I understand what you're saying with the fun. It's fun, and I love playing it. But it also kind of grounds me when I take a step back and see, you know, what it's...
It seems like you could get out, like, say, your positive feelings and your negative feelings for your song. It seems like your songs, you could see a definite mood swing. Like, one part is very positive, and then the other verse is, songs like going up, and you're going down.
Going way down, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, that's sort of fun. It's like a fun roller coaster.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Would you say so?
I agree. I think life hits you like that, though.
Yeah, it does.
It goes from manic to the lowest of the low. And it could be within the span of 15 minutes, you know? And it's like a guy who would win the lottery and then gets hit by a car. You know what I mean? How I think life is very much like that.
Right.
And it's something to be prepared for.
Right, right.
But it is fun.
Okay, do you want to plug your website and talk about your CD once again?
Yeah, sure. I have a CD called The Musical EP, and it's available at my website, which is... johnschmittmusic.com. My name is johnschmitt music.com. So, and the CD will be out in a couple weeks.
Oh, the CD's not out yet?
It's a pre-order, and they're $7, and it's free shipping for any pre-order. They should be out by the end of November.
Oh, so you at your gigs, you don't have any with you to sell?
Currently, no. And I'm kicking myself because I wish I did.
Because I know that... You're very good hosted at open mic, and sometimes you play gigs at the Tudor Lounge in Fredonia, right?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I have I have a lot of shows coming up, and I've been blessed to have my best friend in the whole world kind of manage me. And
you talk about Elliot,
right? My friend Elliot. Yeah.
Thank you, John, for the interview, and just good luck in all your future endeavors.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks.